Sagt die Mischne weiter, Maseches Pesachim, Perik Hei, Mischne Hei. HaPesach Nishrat B'Shalish Kitas. The Korban Pesach was always shechted in three groups. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'shachetu Oisai, and they shechted it, Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael. The entire congregation and assembly of Yisrael, but the fact that the Torah expresses it this way, Kehal, the aid of Yisrael, teaches us that you had to shecht it in three groups. Now sometimes the tzibur was so large, you had to break them up into three groups, one after the other. But the Pasuk is teaching us that even if you had a small tzibur, and even if it was possible to fit them all in one group, there still was a mitzvah to divide them into three. So Kamishta Vaita Nechusakat HaRishani, the first group, came in. Nismalis Huazar, the Azara filled up. Na'alu Dalsis Huazar, they then closed the doors of the Azara. At this point, Taku, Hariyu, Vitaku. They blew a tekiah, that's a long blast. The true is the short little blast, and once again a tekiah. Vaitra Saktanish describing what it looked like. HaKaihanim Oimdim, the Kahanim were standing shura shuras, rows and rows, ubiyideim, and in their hands were bezichei chesev, ubezichei zav. Bezichei chesev, silver bowls, ubezichei zav, and gold bowls. Shura shukula kesev, kesev. The row that was silver was only silver. Veshura shukula zav, zav. And the row of Kahanim that held the gold bowls had only gold, lo yamiyai ravin. They weren't mixed. And that was the beauty of it. When you looked at it that way, there was a row of gold, row of silver, row of gold. And these bowls didn't have bottoms. I mean, they had bottoms. It wasn't like you poured in the dam and it came out the other side. But they didn't have a wide base at the bottom, wide enough to be able to put it down and leave it there. It was so narrow at the bottom that if you would put it down, it would topple over. In other words, we didn't want the Kehanim to put it down. Maybe they would put it down and forget it there. And the blood would become like gelled. You have to realize the pressure over here and how many you had. It was quite possible that it would be forgotten. No one's going to chap if he puts it down for a second. And then you won't be able to be zorik the dam. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that the Pesach was shechted in three groups. That's a gzeiras hakasif, even if you could have fit them all into one group. Do you remember from which pasuk we learned that? From the fact that it says, V'shachetu Oisai Kol Kehal Adas and Yisrael. When the first group comes in, the Azara fills up. They close the doorways of the Azara. And as the case was in regard to Kabanis Sibur, they blew Shaifer, they blew a Tkiah, a Trua, and a Tkiah. Afterwards, the Mishnah told us the Kahanim would line up, rows and rows. There was a row of Kahanim holding silver bowls, then a row of Kahanim holding gold bowls. They would not mix up. This was the beauty of it. You saw the rows of silver, rows of gold. And what was different about these bowls? They didn't have the kind of bottom that you could put down. They were like very narrow at the bottom. If you put it down, it would topple over. And that was to prevent the Kahanim from putting it down. We were scared in the big tumult over here, someone's going to put the bowl down, it's going to be forgotten, the dam is going to like gel, and they won't be able to perform the mitzvah of Zrikah.